This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Well, just why are you going to be using your phone more today? I'm going to tell you. It's Telephone Day, or actually Telephone Tuesday, which I guess that's why they use telephone instead of cell phone, because it couldn't, the alliteration, Cell Phone Tuesday doesn't sound as good as Telephone Tuesday.
Okay.
No. Cell phone Saturday.
Well, okay. They both start with C. Yeah. No, it is Telephone Tuesday. You might be planning to take care of all the stuff you've been procrastinating on throughout the summer and finally getting around to maybe, I don't know, calling that phone company or the cable company and stay on the phone for 3 hours. You got 3 hours since kids are in school. You know, have as much to do today. No? Okay. They say it's Telephone Tuesday because businesses get more calls on this day, the day after Labor Day, than any other day of the year.
Oh, because people got rowdy and they dropped their phone in the pool or the ocean. Not that I've
Well, they can't use it, though. They can't use it on Telephone
Tuesday.
Friends. Oh, on and Telephone Tuesday?
Yeah.
But they're calling about all kind of stuff. They're calling about anything and everything.
Okay.
Because they say that this is whenever everyone comes back from the long weekend, all this new stuff like school starting up. So there's all these things to call about.
What are some of those other things? Because I don't have those. I just said that people are going to be using their telephones a lot today.
Well, they say for a lot of folks that as when they're starting to plan for the holidays, school's back in session, and adults can get back to doing their own to-do list.
Because the end of the year is coming up quickly, and if you don't start on that Christmas shopping now.
Go and get that turkey for Thanksgiving.
Yeah, you got to get that. You got Halloween candy coming up.
Yeah.
So you think most people have been on kind of vacation mode through the summer. Mm-hmm. The Labor Day was kind of that last call. It used to be when school literally started back. And so it was kind of like that moment where you realize time to get to business through the end of the year. This is our last little sprint towards the end of the year. So they would call and make all these arrangements for different things. Even if you're planning spring break vacation, now's the time to start doing it.
Yeah.
Or you won't get tickets to stuff.
Now, I see that 77% of people believe a phone call is the best and most efficient way to get an answer from somebody.
So, I don't know if that is. Like, I don't know what age group that is.
Not if you want me to answer.
We did something on this the other day where more and more people are starting to think texting is the way to go. But I do see how calling can keep people from waffling on stuff, and you can force them into an answer.
See, I like texting or emailing because then I have it in print.
True.
But for customer service, I think 62% of customers prefer human interaction. I mean, how many times you call and it takes you forever to get through to somebody to ask a simple question?
Very rarely, because I don't wait forever.
And I was on a computer helpline because my computer friend would not call me back.
I didn't get that message.
You have more problems with your computer than anyone I know.
And his computer friends.
Okay, well, I have kids, too, and they get into stuff they probably shouldn't, and I'm like, I don't know how to do that. But anyway, I called my computer friend. He didn't help me, so I had to call the company. Well, I had to sign up, and I was going to do the text helpline. You know, right now you can like just text them, and they'll give you the answer to your problem. Well, I had to sign up to be a part of their group before I could get any answer.
I need to start doing that.
What?
Make people sign up before I give them any help.
Yeah.
Charge a small fee.
Mm-hmm. It'd just be a long list of Hawk's name. for the sign up sheet.
Exactly.
I'm not the only one that calls you about computer advice. I mean, I know your in-laws call you about computer
advice. They kind of quit. My wife took over because it was starting to be a problem with our relationship. They realized that.
Oh, my goodness.
They realized that the only thing that ever happened is Sunday we would go over and they would feed me something and then send me off back to the room to fix the computer that week.
See, and I love when my parents ask me computer questions or like phone questions and it ends up being something super easy and they're like, you are so smart. I'm like, you know what I am.
Yeah, I love that too, but that wasn't what was happening.
It was turn it off and back on. Wow. And it worked. Yeah. I was like, I'm a genius.
Listen, it's a problem when I am the computer friend in my family.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm like, hold on, let me see if I can get a hold of Tom.
Now do you see, Kato?
But you know what, though? My mom will come to me like, here's my cell phone. I can't get it working. Can you help me out? This is not just a made-up day. It is an actual Telephone Tuesday. They had like advertising analytics firm figure all this stuff out for us and do it. So you can participate in Telephone Tuesday, or if you don't want that and you prefer not to celebrate, you can make it right to voicemail day if you want to. Don't answer the phones, what I'm saying.
Do not disturb.
I'm calling it Text Me Tuesday.
Okay, you can do that.
Yeah, because I'm not answering today.
Okay.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, for the longest time, people have been claiming that their cell phones or their wireless phones are listening to them. They say that if they even mention a product, even when the phone is not on, that it will pick up what they said and start sending them advertisements. And Google and Amazon have sworn they're not doing this, but it turns out someone else may be.
Yeah, but it's always whenever you talk about it. I mean, they might as well just message you and be like, we're not listening. It's okay.
They got
to go back to,
be. To
your conversation.
They have to be because I'm, talk about like a toaster. And then I'm like, I've not mentioned it. I've not Googled it. I've not done anything. And all of a sudden on my cell phone, see toasters for sale.
Well, as I said, Amazon and Google have denied it, but another company may be the one that's doing it.
Oh.
That company is Cox Media Group. They leaked in an email or some sort of communication to a large marketing company. They bragged to their clients about a feature called active listening.
Oh.
And it's not the first time they've actually been caught doing it. Cox Media Group actually bragged about it last year on their own website. They took the page down after people freaked out, but they're still bragging about it privately when they're trying to get clients. They basically say they use AI to capture, quote, real-time intent data by listening to people's conversations, and then they use it to pinpoint potential customers. Now, Google, Facebook, and Amazon say they are not involved in the program. Google even said they dropped the company from their ad partners program. But it could have been possible that before that happened, that Cox Media Group was doing this on all those platforms. The platforms themselves weren't doing it and may not have known it was happening.
Hmm.
Now that they've talked about it, those platforms are saying they're not going to participate. But they think it is legal because you have clicked that button that says everything they want to do is legal, even though you didn't read it. So they're claiming that there's not doing anything wrong.
I wish there was an app that could decipher those legalities or those pages where you have the legalese and would just say, hey, this is what it's saying. Here's three sentences of what it's actually saying.
I can do that. What those things all say is we can do anything we want and you can't sue us. And you have to use a third party for, what is it called?
Litigation.
Arbitration if you're going to do anything.
Well, then we don't, you know what? That app would be easy to make then. Because of me saying the same thing. Thank you.
But they say that under the circumstances, they've told customers it's totally legal for phones and devices to listen to you because consumers always give consent whenever the terms and conditions are shown to them.
They're just thinking in advance. It's like when the spouse doesn't listen to the other one, they give, well, at least my cell phone listens to me.
I was going to download one app. I don't remember what it was. Nothing important. And I just happened to scroll through some of those terms. And it basically said it had access to your photos, your text messages, your contacts, your calls. And I'm like, yeah, I don't need that app.
Well, Amazon has confirmed they are running ads for medicines based on things you purchase. So if you purchase a bulk box of pork rinds, they're going to send you something for a cholesterol drug. you know, just an ad. They're not abusing it in a way that would be evil. They're just trying to send you ads of things you're probably going to need. So if you order, you know, a bulk thing of, I don't know, wheat sticks, they're going to send you some kind of Metamucil or something to help you with the laxative effects or something. So they're just trying to follow the, you know, the markers there for what kind of illness you may get from the way you're buying stuff.
You know, you're sitting at the house, you're watching or streaming, binge watching something on the TV, and your spouse is going, "Honey, I think I got a corn on my toe. Would you take a look at it?" And before you know it, you know, she's over there digging around in your toes, and she's looking to see if you got a corn. And then before you know it, you got like corn pads that's showing up on your cell phone. You got popcorn showing up on your cell phone. You got cream corn showing up on your cell phone.
They just don't know what kind of corn it is.
Yeah, I know. That was corny.
Well, this is good news if people called you a conspiracy theorist before, because now you're still a conspiracy theorist, but you were right.
It is happening.
It wasn't the people we initially thought it was, or at least they haven't been caught yet. But it is apparently this group, Cox Media Group.
But what happens when the insurance company starts getting this information and say you're on cholesterol pills and they see you buying vegetable oil in the stores? They're going to say, "Well, you know what? We're not supplying your pills for you anymore because you're not doing the job that you're supposed to be doing, taking care of your body."
Mm-hmm. That's not nice, Cato.
But I'm a conspiracy theorist.
They would never do something like that because it's not nice.
Yeah, or your car insurance company.
They've done that to Tori.
Yeah, but she volunteered.
She didn't read the fine print.
But what happens when your phone... my phone tells me everywhere I've been.
Your phone can do the same thing in the car. It can detect acceleration.
Exactly.
So it can tell if you're hot riding around,
exactly.
too.
Exactly.
I got to get rid of my phone.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Upper South Carolina State Fair is going on. A lot of fun. The food, the festivities. I always say that because it is a lot of fun.
You forgot the fun.
I did not. Oh, I said the fun. Yeah, and we got the fun games that you get to play. You win the pretty lady a bear.
Oh, God, I thought you just won a pretty lady.
No. You get stuffed animals at the fair. There's a lot of fun there. So we thought we would tie it in with our Torture Tuesday today, and Cato's not happy about this one.
We're going to twist it up a little bit. They don't do this at the fair, but they should.
Well, and keep in mind, we just had a long weekend.
Yeah.
I had a long weekend.
It sounds like
don't remember half of it.
So Cato is putting on a mask right now, a protective mask for this.
I don't know if I would call it a mask. But it is a box. It's boxing headgear.
Boxing, yeah.
And we need to get some eye goggles or safety goggles.
I've got some sunglasses. Do you want them?
Go with the safety goggles, Cato.
Oh, that'll work.
There you go. That is a vibe.
You know what? You look like a robot from the 70s.
Now, no one can say we're not trying to be safe here unless we hit him somewhere beside the head.
Yes.
Because we are going to make Cato into the human dartboard.
Yes.
And he is going to be lined up over here on the wall. We have got a bunch of balloons that are surrounding his body outline.
Yes.
And Tori is going to be the lady at the fair who is throwing the darts, trying to hit the balloons, but not not the scared man in the middle.
For the record, I don't think I've ever hit target on that game.
Okay,
honestly,
I'm gonna need somebody else to do this.
Kato, think of yourself as the target, and she'll not hit you. Hopefully.
Did you play darts at all, like ever? Because there's like
not well.
Bars and stuff. You can go play darts. Well, okay. Yeah. Last time you played darts, just curious.
I did axe throwing. It came back at me.
Kato wouldn't do that. He tried. He said no.
All right. So I don't know. Last time he threw a dart more than a year ago.
So like 1980.
Is this that important?
I'm just kind of curious.
It's been a long time.
All right. Well, let's go ahead, Kato. Line up. We're going to play the balloon dart game with Kato in the middle.
What does she got to do to win?
So she needs to hit five balloons, and she doesn't want to hit you. So she's got to pop five balloons to win.
Keeping my jacket on.
I would recommend that.
I put a cup on, too.
I hope you did.
It's a solo cup, so it might look a little weird.
A red solo cup. It'll match your
my hat.
Head protection.
Red solo cup.
Cover him up.
Stuff.
Kato
cover you up.
Kato didn't fill it up.
I did all weekend.
All right, go ahead.
All right. Kato's going to make his way over to the human dartboard.
All right, Tori, the darts are right over there, okay? And Tori is scared to do this.
I really am. I don't want to hurt him.
Okay.
All right, so Kato is getting on the outline of the dartboard. And we were going to try to Facebook Live this, but we've got the camera on a tripod so we can get this really good.
All right, Tori.
Sorry, Kato.
Pull the microphone up to you just a little bit. There we go. That's good. All right, she's so nervous.
She did not want to do this almost as much as Kato didn't want to do it.
You're pretty far back, okay?
No, she's not. She's fine.
Okay.
All right, so it doesn't matter which balloon.
Just hit a balloon.
But you got to hit balloons.
Okay. Yeah. Be careful if it's by his head, okay?
You're making me more anxious.
Watch his fingers.
I know.
All right, Kato is lined up on the wall. Balloons all around him. First dart's going to be thrown right now. 1, 2, 3.
Oh, that had to hurt. That was his right wrist.
Are you okay?
Are you sure you don't want us to throw it, Kato?
I'm so sorry.
I told you.
So let's aim for the balloons this time.
Aim for the balloons.
Well, in my defense, I did also get a balloon.
No, did it pop a balloon?
Yes, it did. Down between his legs.
Here we go. Number two. 1, 2, 3.
Oh, nice shot.
I don't know who's shaking more, Kato or me. Okay.
That was another one. She's doing good, Kato. She's only hit you once and she got two balloons.
Okay. Wait, I'm getting five, right?
Here we go.
Okay. Watch my coffee.
Okay. Are you okay, Kato?
Ready?
I'm nervous.
Stop making eye contact with me.
Okay, we're throwing darts at Kato.
Oh, she's good at this.
Kato, you've only been hit once.
I feel like I'm watching a magician do this.
I'm sweating so bad.
Me too.
Get some on that right side.
I can't. It's like an awkward angle.
It's okay.
Okay.
I would say I was the kidney.
Oh, Kato, did that hurt?
Are you okay?
Luckily, it got right below my belt.
Oh.
I felt it.
I'm sorry.
Okay, we're having fun. Kato, he's got...
Are we done?
No, you got to get two more balloons.
Two more balloons. He's shaking it off.
Two?
Right now, we are doing... Kato is lined up against the wall. Balloons all around him right now. Are you okay?
Oh, he really is.
Balloons wrapped around him. Two more balloons to pop with darts. And these are sharp, too. These are not the little plastic darts.
Hulk does not care about your bleeding.
I'm going to have to get a tetanus shot.
Yeah, probably.
All right. Okay. 3, 2, 1.
Chickened out. Sorry. Stop wiggling like that.
What are you doing?
Oh, my God. She went for his head.
Over there.
It just missed his head.
All right. Okay. I would not go so close to his head.
That close.
It was kind of close. Ask Kato if it was close.
I didn't see where it was.
Oh, my goodness.
He didn't even see it. It was so far.
That's because his Googles are all fogged up.
His Googles.
His goggles. I'm sorry.
His Googles.
All right. Two more balloons.
Uh-oh. 3, 2, 1, go.
That did not pop a balloon.
That did.
One more.
Yes. Two.
Okay. Let's see your hand, Kato.
Oh, my gosh.
Is it pretty
really
bad?
Is bleeding.
Oh,
okay.
I think I have a My Little Pony Band-Aid if you want it.
Get the My Little Pony Band-Aid.
Let me see if I got it.
Kato's shaking. Hey, go to the camera.
Sorry.
Kato, go to the camera real quick and show him your wound from the Balloon Dart Torture Tuesday.
The Human Dart Board.
Yes, Human Dart Board. You know what? Not so bad, though.
Not so bad. He's the one who got hit and his knuckles bleeding, and you're going, not so bad. She almost hit him in the head.
Yeah, and he only got hit by above the belt or below the belt. Which one was it?
It was below the belt.
Oh, sorry about that one, too.
Yeah, who's next?
You can't show us.
Sounds like Hawk.
You can't show us the wounds there.
Huh?
Below the belt.
Oh, I will.
Jeez,
I will.
All right. Good job, Kato.
Yes, way to go.
Outstanding.
And Tori, not bad aim there.
Thank
I mean,
you.
Except for the couple ones that you
sorry.
Missed.
Sorry.
That's your Torch Tuesday.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Kato got injured for Torture Tuesday, got stabbed with a dart in the hand, so we're actually putting a Band-Aid on it right now, putting a little alcohol on it.
Prefer the term accident.
Crazy thing is, I got a scar next to that, but I don't know where that came from.
Probably another Torture Tuesday.
So there's an outline of balloons. Kato stood right in the middle and had Tori throw darts at him.
She should go to the fair because she would win the bear.
She actually did pretty good as far as the dart throwing goes. Now, with the Upper South Carolina State Fair here in the Upstate going on right now, I'm going to help you out when it comes to playing some of these games. We don't have any tips for the human dartboard game.
Usually that's done in the the big
the big top.
Yeah, the big
when
top.
They're doing those circus shows.
So, and these could also apply to some of the other like Dave and Buster's or Frankie's Fun Park, or there's a new one up by Top Golf that everybody's going to. It's a lot of fun.
Main event.
Yeah, main event.
I haven't been.
So, you know the games that we've seen throughout the years. Pick up ducks, I can't help you with. That's just a random chance that you pick up that right duck and you win that teddy bear.
Have you ever seen an adult play that game?
Yes.
Usually it's 3-year-olds.
It's fun.
I don't even know what that is.
Pick up ducks. There's a bunch of ducks, and you pick up a rubber duck, and there's got a number on the bottom of it, and you win a prize.
Okay.
No skill.
When's the last time you've been at the fair, man?
When my kids were 3.
Oh, okay. All right. So how about you got all the dishes out there, and you throw a dime on the dish? You remember that game? They say if you're sweating a lot, just get a lot of sweat on there, you know, or get, you know, make it sticky. And when you're throwing it, aim at the middle of the dish, and it could go on to the next dish and land there.
Okay.
Now, I didn't understand that fully. You're sweating a lot, and you do what?
Well, you can either, like, make sure the dime has all sweaty and sticky before you throw it. Yeah.
I don't think I've played that one. So what's the point of it?
There's a bunch of dishes out there, and then you throw a dime, and if it lands on the dish, you win the dish.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You win a dish?
Yeah. Or a teddy bear. I don't know. They've changed it up.
So you got to keep playing to get the complete set.
I don't even want a dish.
Yeah. Okay, so knock over the 3-pyramid milk jug game. You've seen that one, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So they say aim at the bottom two. Don't aim at right in the middle. A lot of times we want to aim right in the middle. Aim at the bottom two because they are heavier.
Yeah.
And so if you aim at the bottom two, you're more likely to knock them all three over.
No, I'm not. Because I don't ever hit what I aim for anyway. I don't even aim good enough to win that one.
Okay. How about the balloon popping game?
Uh-oh.
Okay, so believe it or not, most carnivals say they have, just for the safety reasons, they have dull darts.
For safety reasons, yes. Yeah, so they don't give away too much.
Well, for the kids, too, they might stick themselves.
Right.
And they also say that the balloons are not fully blown up. They're only blown up like 30% of capacity. So if the balloon, if you hit the dart, it can bounce off.
Yeah.
So they say look for the cluster of balloons and just go for it. Go right in the middle of the cluster. Most of the time you will pop one of the balloons there.
Or bring a knife sharpener. And be like, hold on, I'm playing just a second.
Bring your own dart heads and then just reach down and when they're not paying attention, screw in your nice sharp dart. That'd probably work better than anything.
All right, how to win some of these games at the fair. How about Looney Ladder? You've seen that one before.
That's almost impossible.
The Looney Ladder is a ladder. It's got two ropes, like one on each end. And
it's connected. It's connected at the end, so there's only one rope on each end. So you're just basically sitting on a twirler.
I've seen one guy do it one time in my life, and the rest, it's funny to watch everybody else because they'll flip around.
Well, the technique is don't use the rungs of the ladder. Use the rope part of it on each side and put your foot on the rope part, not the ladder part. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think that makes it easy. I just think that makes it possible.
Yes, exactly. You got to ring that little bell, though, up at the top. Okay, so how about basketball? You shoot the basketball in the hoop, you know what's going on there. You can even see that most of the time. Even at, like, Dave and Buster's and places like that, the goal is much smaller.
Yeah, just a little bit bigger than the ball.
Yeah, yeah. And the ball is regulation size basketball. Mm-hmm. So they've made the hoop a lot smaller. They say try doing the old granny toss up, you know, where you go the under your legs, granny toss up.
Yeah.
It puts a little bit more arch on the ball and it goes straight down instead of trying to just hit the, you know, or you can hit the backboard if you want to try that technique as well.
Okay.
I'm going to hit that granny.
All right. And then throwing the ball in the basket. You've seen that one. You got like a softball in the basket. It's called tubs of fun
yes.
sometimes as well.
I've heard they had springs on the back of those buckets.
But I don't know about that. If your ball hits the bottom of the basket first, it will no doubt fly back out. Try lightly lobbing the ball so that it hits the front of the top lip of that basket. And with a bit of reverse spin on it. So you put the reverse spin on it at the top lip, and it rolls right down. You win that teddy bear.
In other words, you're not going to win any prizes.
No, you can.
You see people walking around with the stuffed animals. I'm like, how'd they do that?
Yeah, and everybody knows there's always something that they've done that you've got to be a little extra better at it than normal.
And I think the people walking around with the stuffed bears and stuff, I think they're paid actors. I think the fairs employ them to walk around.
Or they bought them. You're like, all right, I didn't win. How much does it cost just to give her that bear?
You know, and I don't know why they don't do that. I had a friend try that one time because there was two kids. He'd won one for one and couldn't win the other. He goes, dude, what if I did $25? Let me just buy that little bitty bear. I mean, we already spent $10, $15 on it hadn't won it yet.
You know what I've noticed most, though, is like people, when you're walking wrong at the fair, you're more of an attraction if you have a food. Like, you know, if you got a stuffed animal, no one's stopping you going, hey, where'd you win that stuffed animal? They're like, hey, where'd you get those fries with the cheese all over them? I can't find that place.
You're right.
Where'd you get that big foot-long corn dog?
If they want to make money, make those the prizes. Yeah. I'd be still going, man. Yeah. I'm going to win an elephant ear.
Step right up, win a corn dog.
That's a
corn
dog. Great idea, Tom.
Guess you wait. $1 and a corn dog.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.